Good morning. Precious, precious brothers and sisters in Christ. I am so thankful that God has allowed me to come once more. We never know what tomorrow brings. So we thank Him for every day and every opportunity to praise, worship, and adore Jesus Christ. And dear ones, as I prayed, as I travel, God has given me various words of encouragement for the body of Christ. You know, it's His desire when we come into the house of the Lord. But the house of the Lord is this, isn't it? Right here. Your and my soul, your own breath. And then, yes, we are privileged to come into such a beautiful sanctuary to worship the Lord together. My people, many of them do it under a bush tree or a little mud hut. Doesn't matter. We worship the same God. Hallelujah. Before I start, they remember when we say hallelujah in Mozambique, the people of God respond. And makes it so much more fun because then we know we are united in what is being said. Amen. Okay. Where is my dear Ben? Oh, Ben, it's so good to see you again. He was one of the troopers that came. Could we have just the ones? Oh, it's Julie doing it. You, dear ones, have, you know, Pastor, the last song you sang, the song in the desert, I had tears in my eyes. I thought that song we just sing when we show the wall that you built. But we won't do it right now. This is the family, Acepio. I'm in Portuguese right now and I must speak English. Associação Cristã para Apoio da Criança Órfã. Christian Association to Help Orphans. And you, dear saints, here at Covenant Presbyterian Church have prayed, have supported to help us feed all these children. In the back, you see some of the staff, widows who are cooking for the children. They receive $20 a month. That's all we can give. But for them, besides what they get out of their little field, it's a blessing. And the children, some of them are young, some of them are now 15, 16, 17 years old, still with this ministry, church, family-based orphan care. And we just want to thank you for how faithful you and others within the body of Christ have helped us care for these children, orphaned because of cholera. Well, first of all, AIDS, unfortunately, and then cholera, malaria, tuberculosis, abandonment, and hunger. These dear ones have been gathered in. God has so blessed us to be allowed to take care of them, but it takes the body of Christ. And together, what we're doing is true religion. James 1:27, to take care of orphans and widows in their distress. And number two, we sometimes don't add that, stay away from the world's desires. And there's so much temptation out there, and I have to have yet another dark pink shoe. Before you buy another dark pink shoe, think that just fed a child for a whole month, or a nice mother's suit. I just sneak those little parts in to help us remember what we do not need. Let's do the next one. Here, what is the ladies' Bible study called? Just ladies' Bible study, the one that meets on Wednesday? Where's my... Oh, Kathy, Patty comes in the next... It's the women's Bible study. They heard that the children never get bread. It's true. We're struggling to feed them with corn and beans. And since World Food Program has cut the program under the UN, and we don't get that anymore, we just pray to God that He touches His people to help us continue to care for the children. 100% goes to the child, not this thing of 20% or 50%. 100% when it is designated as such. And these dear sisters said, what? No bread? So every time they come together for the Bible study, they put in a few dollars. And they've provided every month, exactly from the four Sundays of the month, we can buy a piece of bread, and my cousin gives milk powder, because the children never get milk. So every Sunday morning they have that. Isn't that a treat? For them, it's a big treat. No jam, no butter. Okay, we can go to the next one. Here is the wall you have built. Beloved ones, when we sang, no weapon formed you against, like no weapon formed against me shall remain. It's a miracle that I'm standing here. My life was spared. And I think you remember the story of 13 armed thieves coming in to steal from the orphans and to kill me so that the little money that I have for the orphans, it isn't mine, would, and they did not succeed. I was on my knees praying, crying out to the Lord. The only door they didn't bash open by force was my bedroom door, where I knew where the power came from. And my dear Jesus protected me, and he has more to me for me to do. And every day, beloved ones, that you have breath, he has more for you to do. Is that right? So let's say a big hallelujah for Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. And these are some of the children that live there. You have finished helping us build this wall, getting it higher and putting the, what do you call that kind of wire? Razor. It's ugly. It hurts. The guards, I didn't have gloves for them, so I had to go buy some kind of glove that protects them to put that, well, the guy that did this. So thank you, Covenant Church, together with my sending church, Harvest Community Church in Goshen, Indiana. The wall is finished. The gate is finished. We're still trying to strengthen the gate. Because if they really wanted to do something, they can just bash that open. But God will provide. Next one. I was in that corner room on my knees when it all happened. We know Psalm 127, huh? We build in vain unless the Lord guards and builds the house. We know that. With it goes what we can do, and you've done this. There hasn't been a stir. I've lived there. Now I will be going back in March. I'm homesick. It's been wonderful here, half a year there, half a year here. Thank you again. And now I want to call my friend Raya. Come. I always get wrong your name. Huh? You know, when I came in, I'm so homesick for my kids' hugs. And he just gave me a big hug. And so did some of the other children. And if they don't willingly do it, then I said, come here, I need a hug from you. Because I'm homesick for my kids. And so, Raya, what's your name?
A royal.
You are a royal child of Jesus. So is that little Eden. And there's other children here. And so are all of we. Well, why do I call him up? Do you know how old this young man is? He's called Manuel. Manuel is 12 years old. And beloved ones, beloved elder evangelist with your dear wife and all that you are doing to help me. As I say, we have more to do. And now that you're doing a discipling class on evangelism, beloved American, the church, the body of Christ, it is the time, it is more than time. We must share God's love and God's salvation through friendship evangelism, however the Lord leads you. But everyone here, if we are a Christian, we are a missionary, and so is he. Children, youth, adults, if we believe in Christ, we must be a testimony in thought, word, and deed. And this Manuel, scripture booklets are out there. There will be much more teaching on this. I will tell an incredible story besides preaching the word. It's not besides, it's preaching the word first, and out of that comes the stories. Isn't that it, Pastor? It says, by when the word was preached, signs and miracles followed in Mark 16. And so, what happens? Here, you're going to be now my little example. You're going to be Manuel. So, you take this. Manuel has the box full of scripture booklets. Help from above. It's only scriptures. It's not the whole Bible, But millions have gone out from World Missionary Press. We have brought many boxes. Our brother has some in his home. I think we brought them probably all here. And everybody, hopefully, can get inspired of what 12-year-old man will do. If he can do it, we can do it. So you know what he does? He does this. Okay, now, come on. We're going to call up. Who can we call up? We'll call up our dear brother here. We pretend he doesn't know anything about how much God loves him. You know what Manuel says? Yeah. You could even do a little bit, as if you are a little. No. Okay. So, you know what Manuel says? Good morning. Say good morning to him.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God loves you so much. Tell him.
Love you so much.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
And this is the word of God. And it can help you to get to know God.
It can help you get to know God.
Jesus loves you so much.
Jesus loves you so much.
That he came to this earth. To help you and me.
Help you and me.
So that we can come back to a relationship with God.
So we can come back to a relationship with God.
You're terrific. Be blessed. You see, that's what Manuel says. Thank you. We can't tell somebody that God loves them so much. Can we say that? Come on, let's practice this. God loves you so much. And then whatever the Holy Spirit gives you to say, somebody would say, stop, I don't want to hear anymore. He might rip it out of your hands. Then you just say, God bless you. And you move on. If it drops on the floor, don't leave the word of God there. You just go after that and pick it up. But Manuel has distributed over 1,000 scripture booklets. Every box has 200. And so you with your friends, your daddy is with the youth and the club, because I talked to you last year. You're going to learn how you can be little testimonies for Jesus. Can you do that? Yeah. And you help the other kids. Okay. You run to Sunday school. We just borrowed you a little bit. Dear ones, it's so simple. And the children, they all go evangelizing. They take a bunch to school in their bag. Mozambique now is wide open for the gospel. It wasn't before. It was communist. But now it is. Police stop me in the truck, which was given to me, and they say, Mama, don't you have a Bible for me? Often I don't have a Bible, so I give them these. I'm never without these. Okay, next one. The two boys in the back are our teens who have been trained to do Sunday school with the kids and to tell them Bible stories and teach them to use these. And all of them stand in line. If young children in Mozambique, it's very, very easy. I know here the Bible is so available there, people don't have Bibles. So when they get this, and the title alone is nice, and there's the way to God. Here, do we have any Spanish-speaking people? El camino para Dios, right here. Dios, you say in Portuguese. So we have both languages, and we have many more languages through InterVarsity, which we distributed with Chris Lati and our brother Jerry. Anybody, just connect with them. Hallelujah. Okay, was that all we had, or was there another one? Good. This evening, some more. Okay, dear saints, I prayed, Lord, Pastor, I know we are. Just, you must give me a time frame. Because it's 9:10.
She wants me.
I know, because he says he also goes a little further. Come on, just give me an idea. Half an hour?
Sure.
20 minutes?
Shoot for 20.
Shoot for 20, and if you go over, we won't cry. Okay. Oh, there's a clock here. Aha.
There is.
Dear ones, you and I, created in God's image, created for His glory. Do you know in Hebrew, glory has the root glory has lips. It has the same root, to glorify, and the word lip or tongue has glory. Isn't that awesome? So you and I were created to glorify our Lord. And when I prayed, Lord, what do you want me to say as I travel in America and encourage your people? He said various things via the word and through visions. And I want to share that today. If we can today, now that I've thanked you and I really mean it, keep remembering us. Without it, we cannot continue to care for all these children. I thank you for what you're doing. And so let's proclaim together. Oh, it's already there. And can we stand up? You know, to stand and proclaim. And you and I, we know Paul says in Ephesians 6, stand. We are in a spiritual warfare. We sang it. Pastor Danny was praying. We have to break the principalities and powers that try to always dissuade us. Don't listen to them. Let's proclaim it. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Stay standing. It says, proclaiming peace. Oh, I have so many body aches. I do, but I don't listen to them. Grumbling, complaining. We all have this weakness. Come on, let's just be honest. We have to say, Jesus, forgive me for complaining. Forgive me for thinking just of my problems. Forgive me. I don't want to. I want to use my tongue to proclaim. It says it there. And it says how beautiful. Now, God is speaking. This is God speaking to us. He is so pleased when you and I use our feet and our mouth. And what comes out of the heart comes out of the mouth. So let's proclaim every day. Try not to think about your problems. We all have them. And God sees. And you can share them with somebody. Pray and then move on. Don't stay with it too long. Proclaiming peace. So what do we use our lips for? What do we speak about daily? Who do we contact? What are we watching? Those are all forms of proclamations. But it should be peace. And peace, shalom, comes only through one, our Lord Jesus. And to bring good tidings. The good tidings is the gospel. I was preaching in Waco on that bridge that is known as the Hanging Bridge, the oldest one. And I met a group of young people. And I said to them, I greeted them. They were coming out of conference. They had nice fiery shirts and all. And of course, an evangelist just needs a crack. And they open it wide. And so I spoke to them. They happened to be Catholic youth. And I told them the lion story I told you last time, right? And I said, this Albano preached the gospel. And they didn't know what the gospel was. They knew the four gospels, but go to the class if you don't know. Most of you know you're a Bible preaching church, but preach the gospel in thought, word, and deed. If I don't grumble all the day, which I must not do, then I'm preaching something positive, right? So preach the gospel and say your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen, those are the intercessors. I know we have intercessors here. We all are intercessors. There's not a person that can go without prayer. But I'm keeping you standing because we shout in a minute. May we shout in church? Oh, good. Listen, your watchmen, lift up their voices. Together they shout for sadness. Is that what it says? Joy. And you know what joy is? Jesus, others, yourself. That brings joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, and of course we always know that's first Israel, Jerusalem, and then it's us. We who are grafted in. They will see it with their own eyes. Now sit for a moment and then I'll have you stand again. What happened? God gave me this verse. Tell my people, watch out where they are walking. Young people, watch out what you are drawn to. Which movie you're going to watch. Where, if you pass by a tavern and you have still a little bit of a weakness, not just youth, any of us. I've worked with many drug addicts. A drug addict got saved on the train. He was dealing marijuana through one little scripture booklet. Was the open door when he told me his mama. So watch where you're going. Watch what is your priority. Is it to yet buy more riches and more food? Beloved ones, we have so much food. When you think of my widow lying on a sack, no food. Don't scrape. Don't scrape your food into the garbage. Eat what you can. Put on your plate what you can. Where am I? I went to Bonnie Trail. Oh, so God spoke to me through this word. And he said, I had a dream just before I came. And in this dream, we know in the end times, it's prophesied through the prophet Joel, that men and women, old and young, will have dreams, right? And visions. God is giving me visions. I only can say I stand in awe of you, Lord, to be obedient to what you tell me to tell your people. But he says the American church in general, we are too weak. We are too weak. We tiptoe around the gospel. We are scared because we might get offended or somebody might swear at us. Well, they did to Jesus. Just love those people. Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And keep going. Don't stop. And he said, speak to my church that they must rise up and be a shouter, a proclaimer of this good news that we just proclaimed together. In this dream, I was in a room, a large room like this, of people. And another brother was appointed to preach. And he came forward and he couldn't find his verses. There was a little confusion. So in the dream, the voice, and that's God's voice, says, you go forward, you preach. And I went forward and I took the... And then he speaks right away. I didn't open the word. He spoke to me. But it's out of the word. And he says, tell my people to stand up and turn to the... Where's north here? North, south, east, and west. Tell my people to stand up and shout, hallelujah, all power belongs to the Lord, our God reigns. And Jesus in the vision says, and if you don't, then the rocks will cry out. Beloved ones, at Presbyterian Covenant Church, at my church, I've gone and we have shouted in Texas, we've shouted in Indiana, we'll shout in Reno, and not just today. Make it a lifestyle. Make it part of your worship once in a while. To obey what... This was what Jesus told me. So, can we stand up? When you shout and praise the Lord in shouting, strongholds, like Pastor Danny was praying, strongholds of Satan are broken. Because right now, he's trying to put little thoughts in us. See, we are covenant. We are not used to shouting. Doesn't matter, Pastor blesses it. But he's just a servant of God like all of you. So, and we must shout. Then the temptations or the thoughts, self-pity, whatever it is, sadness, has to flee because we're breaking the barrier of what Satan wants to bring us. Every time you pray, Satan doesn't have space. It says in Psalm 16, he dwells in the praises of his people. So let's turn north. Oh yeah, we are, right? Wonderful. And we're going to shout, hallelujah, our all power belongs to the Lord. If all power belongs to the Lord, I have to worry tomorrow, how about feeding all these 46 and many more children? I mustn't. I would be sinning. I must trust him. Today, I give him all the power and glory, huh? And then our God reigns. And then we turn to the south, and then we turn to the east, and then to the west. People of God, let's go. Hallelujah. All power belongs to... Okay, you have to lift your hands. There is nowhere in the Bible where hands are in our pockets or behind the back or we are shy. This is victory time. We are in warfare, like your song said. Let's go. Hallelujah. All power belongs to the Lord. Our God reigns. South. Hallelujah! All power belongs to the Lord. Our God reigns. East. Hallelujah! All power belongs to the Lord. Our God reigns. West. Hallelujah! All power belongs to the Lord. Our God reigns. Give a clap offering. Hallelujah! Shout, shout, shout! Hallelujah! 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 We could do that all morning and God would be satisfied. Mama Pastora says, oh, you may sit. Isn't it awesome? If we people don't proclaim him, who will? Here you have so many, you know, I want to go and shout hallelujah. Then the casinos, somebody said, not sure. Well, I'm not shy. You can tell that. You know that. So if you find me a team, Mr. Pastor, Brother Evangelist, I don't know what God would still do in these days, but never mind. Onward. So, no, do not be afraid of the gospel. I have been so privileged for 23 years, 7 years in Israel, and now 16 years in Mozambique among the poorest of the poor, to be his messenger. And our beloved Cassie, she's home, she's taking care of her little one, and others of you, and I think I'll see them in the next service. Dear Paddy and Jim, and you all, I was in your home, and now you embrace me like one of your children. And this church has adopted me as their missionary. I think it's 4 years now. It's God. This cannot happen without the Lord leading. And so, thank you, church. Too much to share and too little shine time to share it in. Okay, today the Lord is asking each one of us, where are your feet taking you? Think. No answer. And pray at home. Lord, cause my feet to go where you get the glory and where I can proclaim you. Do a kind deed. Whatever. What are you speaking about or announcing to others? Think. The minute a complaining thought or a criticizing your dear pastor or criticizing an elder or a relative, shush that voice. It's not God's voice. And say, no, I want to pray for that situation. What voice do you listen to? You remember my testimony? When I was 19 years old, I listened to the wrong voice and I was about to take my life. And it was my papa who got on his knees with me. And the demon of suicide was broken. And ever since, by God's grace, I can be one of millions of voices now in one of the poorest nations in the world. So let this scripture dwell in you, memorize it, shout it in your homes early in the morning when you get up. Get on your knees and say, I'm here, Lord. Hallelujah. All power belongs to you. Today I want to serve you. Help me whenever I'm selfish or whatever, that I don't do it anymore. Is that good? Hallelujah. You know, dear ones, when you proclaim the gospel like we did with your son and the children and the youth, it is what Jesus has commanded us to do. Go and tell. You know the word. Go and tell. Some of us go on our knees. We can't go anymore abroad. Others of us go on our knees and we help somebody to tell. Others go themselves, like the team that came. Dear Adam and his wife and Randy and Ben and Whitney. Am I missing somebody? That's it. To help build the orphans, to put on a new roof. There are many ways. And like I say, each one of us is a missionary. Beloved ones, if we got that today, you are a Christian, then you are a missionary right here at home. We don't have to go overseas. Some of us, yes, many are sent. But be a light in this dark world. Make a difference. And do not be ashamed. We know Paul. He knew he'd be lashed. He'd be stoned. He'd be imprisoned. But I am not ashamed of the gospel. I have two snake bites. I have two fang bites. It's right here in my leg. They tried to silence me. We were in the bush in Mozambique, preaching the gospel through the Jesus film, breaking curses, preaching. I didn't even know I was bitten by a snake. Later on, I said, Pastor Rego, it itches here. What is this? And by then, the poison had already gathered, and there is no garter snake in. They're not poisonous, right? doesn't exist in Mozambique. Everything is poisonous. But when you are called, God anoints you and God gives you the courage. And he's with you. Even if I had died of this snake bite, I live to Christ and I die for him. And we must all have that braveness. We're coming to the end, beloved ones. It's not going to be all easy. But God promised he will be with us. And he was with me. 10 days later, I'm still alive. And I get, for 24 hours, a high fever. I'm back home in Goshen, Indiana. They're waiting for me to greet me at the church. And I'm not there. Well, I was in bed, totally unconscious. High fever. It was the result of this snake bite. Because I went to take malaria tests. Negative. But I'm alive. So there's more to do. And I must obey and do it. Amen? The power of the word. We've said all power belongs to the Lord. And what we should proclaim. In Romans, you have that same thing. I think it's in Romans 10. To proclaiming the gospel. Here we were preaching among the floods. Water till here. I mean muggy water. Full of crocodiles, snakes, and scorpions. All enemy of life and sure enemy of the gospel. They're not conscious of it, but Satan has. So the crocodile is being cursed there, the snake, the bat, the rat, and the blackbird. I was cursed many a time. My precious Pastor Rego with his wife Cecilia and other brethren. But God sees us through every time. So it's pouring cats and dogs and guinea pigs. And when it's guinea pigs, that's a lot. And we are about to bring the word of God through these fresh scripture booklets. We had some Bibles, clothes and food to 60,000. And my goodness, it rained cats and dogs and guinea pigs. And Pastor Rego finally said, Mama, we've got to get out of the truck. We've got to call. God is in control of the weather. And he shouts out, the Lord of Abraham, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, hear our prayers and stop the rain. Within 10 minutes, it was silent. That's the power. The same, I was in a crowd of children. We had many, many children from the villages. They all come running. They sit in little, they live in little mud huts. They have nothing, raggy clothes. They love Jesus. And they're singing their hearts out. And a demonic voice, happened to be a lady, rises from all the praise. And she screeches, and it's a horrific thing when a person is demon possessed. And she screeches and screeches and makes a noise, and I couldn't get to her. But from this distance to the door, maybe, that's where she... But hundreds of kids praising. When was Lucifer kicked out of heaven? It was because he didn't want that God gets the praise. Isn't that, Pastor? Is that my theology right? He was kicked out. Well, this demon hated that Jesus gets the praise from simple little bush children. And so she rises up and screeches and makes a horrific noise. And I said, in the name of Jesus, be still. And she collapsed. You know, you and I have such authority. But don't tiptoe over around it. When you get, you know, not everybody faces what we face in the jungle. 8 lions overcome by prayer. A brave youth just got on his knees. He preached the gospel, but you know that story. I'm not going to repeat it, but it's out there. Everybody take a copy and tell your grandchildren and your own children and your colleges. Tell that story. Encourage them. Is that good? Time is up. Ay, 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 ay. I'm going to give one more. Come on, I have to. Man shall... So God wakes me up 2:00 in the morning. I can't sleep. And he says, I pray, Lord, what do you want me to say? And he says, speak to me. And he gives me one sentence. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We know that comes when Jesus faced Satan. When Satan tempted him to turn the stones into bread, but we know it comes also out of Deuteronomy. And I said, thank you, Lord. Now, what do you want me to do with this verse? Dear ones, he can speak to you just the same he speaks to me. Really. And he says, go to every soup kitchen. Go to every food distribution center. Go to Salvation Army where they give boxes of food. They get the plate, and churches are so gracious. They cook the meals. They pray a prayer with them, maybe even a little devotion. But they do not get the word to go home with. And Jesus said to me, give them the word. So what do? The elderly in my church, Harvest Community Church, these ladies are in their late 80s and 90s, live already at a nursing home setting or independent living. And they're packing these. So they are missionaries in their way. They can't go anymore, but they help us. And I have teams going. And we have gone for Christmas. We did this with Salvation Army. Every box got it in Spanish or English. Those were the main languages there. Here, I don't know what other languages you have. Maybe you have Hungarian people and Chinese people. I don't know. But our dear brother Jared with his wife, I've shared this, and I'm going to share some more this evening to encourage you. The marvel, and we can get this free. You don't pay a penny. It's all sent to you in many, many languages. But give them the word. So I go to food centers with my compañeros, or I go by myself. And I did this at Guidance Ministries in Elkhart, Indiana. And I gave these with every plate. But there was this is the Gospel of John, little study. And then we had help from above and the way to God tied nicely together. You can do it like that. You can do individual copies. And I went to each person as they received their plate. And I just said, God bless you. He loves you so much. Nobody resisted it. And then there was happened to be Afro-American couple, precious couple, came in hungry. They sat and waited for their plate. And I was already finished with distributing, and I gave them. The man opened the way to God. This is in Spanish, but same as in English. O camino para Dios. And he would not stop reading. His plate came. He ate, laid the spoon down, and read and read and read. He was so hungry for the word. This is in our modern America. So, beloved ones, be encouraged. My time is up. I will share more tonight, if you allow me to. And I just thank the Lord for you, dear brothers and sisters. There was much more to share. So we have more time tonight. So come, and let's fellowship together. Thank you, Pastor.